Dredd and Rogalski in the studio. It is time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. It is Thursday morning, so we welcome in Lucretia Renteria, Executive Director of Mendocino Coast Clinics. Lucretia, I don't know what we're going to talk about today, so fill us in.
Good morning. I want to remind everybody of the importance of surveillance testing. We want to have people tested even if you're vaccinated. Please call us and make an appointment. We're still doing Wednesday morning and Thursday afternoon. If you really want to get tested and those times don't work for you, let us know and we can look at opening up other opportunities for doing testing during the week. And we're doing our Mayas for Moderna drive-through clinics here at our South Street building every Friday evening. We've got one for tomorrow night. I think we filled it up with 60 people, so great. We need people to keep calling and coming by if you want to get vaccinated. If you're interested in a particular vaccine, let us know. Right now we have all three, Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson. So if you really just want to have one injection and not have to think about coming back for a second, we do have the Johnson & Johnson. Give us a call at the clinic, 964-1251, and we will put you on that specific waiting list. As soon as we get five people together who can agree on a day and time to come in, we'll do that Johnson & Johnson clinic.
Do you have the Jack Daniels yet?
You can provide your own shot if you'd like to when you get our shot.
Okay, continue.
We're also willing to go to any workplace. If a workplace wants to sponsor a pop-up clinic, get 10 people, 10 of your staff together, 10 clients together, or five. I mean, we'll go for whatever amount we can. We just want to start reaching out deeper and making sure that we are as flexible as possible. If you're homebound or know somebody who is homebound and they would like to get a vaccine, give us a call. We'll make arrangements to go to homes. So, you know, we want to make it as convenient and easy, accessible as possible. Just give us a call here at the clinic. You can talk to Maria about any specific circumstances or me or Meryl. We're all available to just try to figure out how to get the vaccine into arms of willing people. So we have started doing vaccination of kids 12 and above, and I think we did 50-ish over the weekend. We have some scheduled for tomorrow. We're going to be at the middle school gym. You just need to sign the consent form and give it to your child. For tomorrow, we'll be doing the first dose, and then the very last day of school, we'll be doing second doses. And thanks to the Healthcare Foundation, they are going to donate gift certificates, gift cards to Cowlix and Moonberry for these kids, and they'll be receiving them at their second vaccine. Uh-huh. So we have a nice promotion sponsored by the Healthcare Foundation.
A little incentive to get that second dose.
Yes. And then I just wanted to mention that Fort Bragg, zip code 95437, as of May 13th, is at 53.1%. So we've moved up about 3%.
Great.
But Gualala moved up to 58.5, so they're still ahead of us, and we're still going after them.
Fair enough. Well, things sure sound positive. There's plenty of vaccine for people who want it. They can pick the vaccine that of their choice, and you can also be tested, continue to be tested. I can't think of anything more for a coastal resident to ask for.
Right.
Lucretia, thanks very much for being with us this morning. Here on the Mendocino Coast Health Report, Rogalski here from the coast.